Following the preaching, we will have a word of prayer, asking the Lord to bless His word. And then we'll sing Psalter 17, stanza 1, 3, 4, and 5. Towers. Towers. Very likely, dear parents, in the years ahead, God sparing you and your children, you will build toy towers with them. Children love them. And no doubt also all these five children that were just baptized. The higher the tower, the better. In our cities, we have towers, don't we? Special buildings that are great to visit and to take the children to sometime down the road, God willing. We have in Calgary the Calgary Tower with its famous observation deck. I read before today in Lethbridge you have a famous water tower that's been made into a restaurant. Perhaps many of you have been there. I read about towers. Apparently there's a federation, World Federation of Great Towers, encouraging everyone to visit them. And the Calgary Tower is one of those great towers. The World Federation of Towers is an international association of great monuments that includes some of the most famous buildings in the world. The Twin Towers in New York City, remember, were among them too at one time. When you read the Bible, you will know it speaks often of towers, special towers. Think of the Tower of Babel, told about in Genesis 11. Which they built to make a name for themselves, the text says. Think of the Tower of Siloam, told about in Luke 13. Indeed, the Bible tells of towers built in vineyards and as part of city fortresses. Towers were built even in remote places for people to find hiding and refuge and supplies in times of danger and quarantine. Always the towers built by mankind, in the end, fail to be the place of perfect refuge and safety, as people may have thought and hoped. In the Bible, book of Judges, chapter 8 and 9, there are some very sad stories of people who looked for safety in town towers, but perished nevertheless. Likewise, you know, the Tower of Babel and the Tower of Siloam, they didn't measure up to be the places of refuge and safety that the people had trusted their man-made towers would be. And who could ever have imagined what happened to the Twin Towers in New York City in 2001 when attacked and came crashing down in a massive cloud of mostly just dust and ashes. But the Bible, dear congregation belonging to Christ, speaks over and over again of the Lord God, the faithful, covenant-keeping God, as revealed ultimately in Jesus Christ, as a true and everlasting tower of salvation and safekeeping for us and our children. In 2 Samuel 22, David testifies that the Lord God is the tower of salvation for all who trust and follow Him. And our text this morning, beloved, dear parents, with your children baptized this morning, it teaches the same wonderful gospel truth to us. What does God's word say in Proverbs 18:10? The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and is safe. Let's think about this text in this special baptismal service. Under the theme, a proverb proclaiming the Lord as our perfect refuge. We'll notice together here how this divinely inspired proverb, 18:10, is all about gospel truth pictured, applied, and confirmed. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and is safe. When we read the phrase, the name of the Lord in the Bible, you know, I think, that expression refers to the whole character of God. All His perfections as revealed in the Bible. And most gloriously shown to us, yes, in the person and work of Jesus Christ Himself, the crucified and risen Savior of sinners. As one expressed, the name of the Lord functions as a character description rather than merely as a label of identification. The name of the Lord stands for all that one only triune God is in His whole being and in all His works and ways. That is why we read also from Psalm 113, where among other things we are exhorted, praise ye the Lord, praise O ye servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord, blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Proverbs 18:10 teaches, in the name of the Lord is a strong tower. What is pictured for us here is that God, in all His gracious and wonderful works and ways, is a most reliable place of refuge and safety for us from all the dangers and troubles in life, both for soul and body, in life and death. Even with Him, we can find deliverance from all evil and escape from all threats and troubles in our lives. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. It's a text phrase which, you will agree with me, it pictures, doesn't it? Life here on earth is full of dangers and troubles and struggles from infancy to old age. Don't we all know something of this? Some of you more than others, even recently in the last years. How that indeed, time and again, there are so many threats out there from which we need to escape and to find refuge strong and sure. Think of being attacked from others around us. Where do we go for our protection and safety? Yes, especially in times of war and in times of pandemic. Or think of being in the wilderness where you meet with bushfires or with wild animals and other challenges. I'm told there's lots of lookout towers in all of Alberta. But to fully understand this proverb, dear congregation, of Proverbs 18:10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, we need to grasp it in the light of the Bible's teaching of our sin and misery by nature. The Bible teaches us, and you know it, ever since Adam and Eve, the first human beings that God perfectly created and put in that beautiful garden of Eden, ever since they rebelled against God and followed the devil, their lives met with danger from everywhere, both from within and from around. And now all mankind, born from Adam and Eve, the whole human race by nature, lives in a broken relationship with God and is corrupted before God and living under God's righteous wrath for sin because of our rebellion against the Lord. And we have Satan ever out against us to destroy us. The Bible teaches us this clearly. Namely, as offspring of Adam and Eve, we are all conceived and born in sin. Psalm 51, verse 5. You know these five little babies that were just baptized? They're sweet, beautiful babies when you see them. Yet we all know, don't we? Each of those little ones are born with a sinful and depraved heart. And they're not bent on seeking and serving the Lord, as every honest parent will acknowledge, becomes evident very quickly. Isn't this the greatest problem with all of us, we and our children in all generations, namely our sinful natures and our rebellious hearts and lives before the Lord, even as we come into this world? How then shall we find escape from our sinful condition and God's righteous condemnation on us on our own? How do we and our children escape from the guilt of our sins and from the corruption of our sin and from the bondage to sin and from the punishment for sin? How do we escape from the devil, Satan and his temptations and his destructive evil powers out to destroy us all if he could? And how does anyone escape death? How does anyone escape death, bringing us to eternal judgment and doom under God's just and holy condemnation forever, left to ourselves? Well, the scriptures here pictures the single way of escape for us, namely to run into that tower of refuge revealed to us in the name of the Lord. We each and all, congregation, need to confess our hopeless danger and inescapable situation that we are in, we and our children, left to ourselves. And we need to run to this tower of salvation made known to us in the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and is safe. Dear parents, isn't this what you also know and testify as confessing Christians? And isn't this what our text proclaims and pictures, something you are called to teach and to make known also to your newborn children, along with your other children that you may have? We are living in a fallen world, full of dangers. And our greatest danger is our sin problem and the need to be reconciled to God and renewed and restored in a right relationship with Him. Of ourselves, there just is no help or escape for us. But praise God, with the Lord, as revealed ultimately in the person and work of Jesus Christ, there is a tower of salvation for us, a place of reliable and even eternal protection and safety for us and our children. Indeed, for all people, whoever has ears to hear. If we run to the tower of safety as found with the Lord, as made known in Jesus Christ, we will not perish in sin. And we will escape the eternal condemnation and judgment of God, which otherwise is definitely our certain and eternal predicament. Oh yes, this is and remains the Christian gospel truth throughout the ages. And what is so very special, as witnessed just now too, dear congregation, you have to see this as very special. How the Lord, not only with His Word, but also with the sacrament of baptism, would make this known to us and our seed. The covenant children of confessing Christians, even as they are born into this world, with all their needs, they each have, as we just witnessed, they are privileged to be baptized in and literally even into the name of the Lord. We saw and heard it just now also with babies Isaac, Caden, Leah, Chad, and Evelyn. Each and all baptized into the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Baptized into the name of the Lord. With this sacrament, God is visibly proclaiming with divinely instituted sign and seal that one tower of salvation for us and our children. With ever looking to the Lord and trusting and following after Him and all His gospel word. It's your holy and earnest calling, dear parents, Mitchell and Alice, Albert and Michelle, Marvin and Elaine, Jonathan and Jenny, Peter and Lydia, to teach your children all about this one most grand and strong tower of protection and deliverance from all sin and evil, for now and forever, as taught us in the Bible. And just think how encouraged you may be doing so, also with the baptism of your newborn children, this worship service. For in and with baptism, the Lord joins His holy name to our names, each one, as it were, bringing so close to us and our children this tower of salvation and refuge for us in all our needs, for soul and body, in life and death, for now and forever. You know, it's like a free pass and even divine invitation constantly to run to the greatest tower in all the world, the only strong tower providing most certain endless safety and security for us before God and our neighbors. Oh, the sacrament of baptism doesn't save anyone. No, never. But it points to and it pledges visibly and for our whole life long to the one way of escape for us as found in and with the Lord. Both our text and the sacrament of baptism proclaim the Lord as our perfect refuge. With each and all of us. And both word and sacrament not only picture this before us, but also apply this. How is our text applied to us when you read it? Notice how the text makes very clear what? It makes very clear just having that tower of safety, that's refuge of true and everlasting security provided for us in this world, ultimately through the work of Jesus Christ, the Savior of sinners, that won't bring salvation to anyone except we each and all also take refuge in Him by God's Spirit so leading us and guiding us. We each and all through God's Word and Spirit need to find refuge in this strong tower. Indeed, ever to run into it and for escape and protection from all the dangers within us and around us. And isn't this the gospel call, congregation, time and again, through word and sacrament, for us and our children? Shall you be wise and not foolish? You will run without hesitation. You will run to this tower of salvation provided for us in and through Jesus Christ. The hope and prayer is that each of the five children baptized this morning, raised in Christian covenant homes, as they grow up, that they run once and again to the tower of safety as revealed to us in and with the Lord. That tower that they learn about at home, at school, and in church. We need each one, beloved. We and our children, and children's children, and indeed all peoples in the world. We need to confess. We need to confess our dangers and our righteous condemnation for sin. And we need to flee to this only remedy and escape from sin as made known to us in the name of the Lord and proclaimed in and with Jesus Christ, the God-sent Savior of sinners, in whom God's name is fully revealed to us. As God promised, the day Adam and Eve fell into sin, He Himself would provide a Savior from all sin. One who would pay in full the righteous punishment for sin we deserve, while at the same time also live that holy, perfect life which we of ourselves as fallen sinners cannot live. So only through this Jesus and His once for all sacrifice, even with His death and resurrection, is there plenteous redemption for sinners like us. Here, think of that well-known text, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus was lifted up on high to draw all to Him. The call of the gospel congregation is to find one time and all time refuge with this one and only Savior of sinners in the way of true Spirit-worked faith in Jesus and true repentance of sin before Him. Yes, that's what it means to run into the tower of the Lord for salvation and safety for now and forever. There is no salvation or safety found for us, for anyone who may know of the existence of the tower of salvation, but just stubbornly and persistently refuses to enter it. Are there any like that among us? When it's well with you and me, we keep running to this gracious, glorious tower of salvation that the name of the Lord is for His people. Is that what you and I are doing, each one here this morning? Is this what we are modeling also to our children, in our families, and in our churches with one another? Is this what our children see about us especially? Isn't the one thing most needful for each one of us and all of us ever to be running to the tower of salvation God the Lord makes known to us in this wilderness of this fallen world? I remember my father saying to me in my teenage years, when I had many storms, he would say, "Hans, remember the scriptures and remember you were baptized." He was saying with that, run to the tower of salvation. There's a tower of salvation for us. And whoever has ears to hear, whoever runs to it, will find refuge and help, salvation, escape from the dangers and judgments all around. Jesus tells us in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father. No man comes to glory and victory except through me. Are you running to Jesus, young people, children, older ones? Are you running to Him every day again, finding all refuge and salvation in with Him? Help against all temptation. Finding refuge with Him, that only name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved, as stated in Acts 4, verse 12. Observe that the text says, and maybe that's a question for you, the text says, it is a righteous person that runs to this tower of salvation. We need to be sure to understand that term correctly. You know, listen, the only righteous people God knows are those who confess their unrighteousnesses of themselves as fallen, corrupted sinners, and are finding their righteousness alone in the person and work of Jesus Christ, the Savior of sinners. None of us can ever be righteous on our own, but the perfect righteousness of God is imputed to all who look to Jesus and call on Him for their salvation. The true believer acknowledges what the Apostle Paul says in Romans 3, how that there's none righteous before God on his own. No, not one. But all our righteousnesses acceptable before God is only always found in and with the Lord Jesus Christ alone as the righteous Savior of sinners, even for as many as trust and follow Him. So when our text says, be sure to understand this, when our text says the righteous run to this tower of salvation, it means thereby those sinners who look to Jesus. It is not only certain righteous people in themselves who can come to the tower of salvation. No, but all sinners who confess their need of Christ are most welcome to come. And even in coming to Jesus, looking to Him and calling to Him, you too will be among the righteous. Yes, by grace alone, through faith alone, in Him alone. In the end, all the ungodly and all the unrighteous will include everyone who refuses to run to Jesus for refuge and safety from all sin and evil. So the application of the text is clear. What are you doing with the gospel truth about the name of the Lord being a strong tower of salvation for us, for all peoples, whoever will run to Him for escape from all our dangers? Are you running to Him? Running, turning from your sins and sinfulness, asking the Lord to be merciful to a sinner like you and to save a hopelessly corrupted and condemned person like yourself and myself by nature? You know, too often, most sadly, maybe it's not the case here, but people use the church for matching, hatching, and dispatching purposes. Meaning, for marriage, baptism, and funerals. And they think somehow the church is the tower of salvation for us and give us a ticket to heaven. However, the faithful Christian church won't allow such false teaching or conduct, but rather preaches the only tower of salvation time and again in Jesus and calling all to turn from sin and run to Him and find refuge in that tower of salvation as the Lord makes known in His name. Yes, to run once and again to Jesus, God's Son, as given by God the Father, to serve as Savior of sinners, whatever stripe of sinner you may be or have been. When it's well with us, won't we and don't we then pray for ourselves and for our children, for God the Holy Spirit's renewing, comforting work of drawing us and so many others, including our children, yes, to Christ, that all might run to Him and abide in Him and follow after Him and all His Word, initially and continually, all life long, and the sooner the better. Is this also what you and I are doing? Again, I ask, each one here this morning, and those listening online, or could it be there are some here not very interested in the tower of salvation that the Bible and the sacrament of baptism proclaims and pictures. And our text applies also for us this morning, Proverbs 18:10. You know, very strikingly, after Proverbs 18:10, we get Proverbs 18:11. And it speaks of the rich man's wealth, speaking ultimately of the rich and proud in themselves, trusting in their own resources in life, in their own righteousness. Yes, building, the text says, their own towers and cities and kingdoms, and thinking and living as if, who needs God, the Savior? I can live fine and well without Him. But can we really? What is your comfort when sickness or accident comes or other adversity comes and death approaches? At some point, no one escapes that. If you don't die from COVID, you might die from cancer or from a car accident or heart attack or you name it. And what will you do when you appear before the righteous God and come under His searching, perfect, just judgment? No one here is going to escape that divine appointment. I guarantee you. All of us will appear before the holy and only God one day. And without Jesus as your Savior, after having lived here now in arrogant independence and sinful rebellion and deceitful self-righteousness on your own, how will you stand before Him? Can you make yourself right with God? No sinner can stand before God and not be justly condemned forever, except Christ alone be your and my Savior, our tower of salvation and safety. You see, in and through Jesus alone is acceptance with God. And to reject and despise Him is the greatest sin and folly ever on the part of anyone. The strong city of our own resources and self-righteousness is before God, regardless how religious and sincere we may have been, it just cannot measure up before the Lord. And it leaves us hopeless and lost forever. So verse 12 reads in holy appeal to all. Please listen. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty. And before honor is humility. Do you see the clear contrast certainly made for us in the verses 10 and 11 of Proverbs 18 between a real and an imaginary security? A vain trust will result in certain ruin, but a true trust in the name of the Lord will bring sweet and strong security even for the weakest of believers in the worst crises imaginable. So if we are wise, beloved, we will, in our families also, with the raising of our children, we will read God's Word and lead our families together in learning and keeping on learning the need of the tower of salvation that God provides us in Christ Jesus and the calling ever to run to the Savior in all our life. This is our calling too as Christian parents, ever so to teach and model before our children, also in family devotions, running to this tower of refuge for all sin, from all sin and evil, always looking to Jesus and following after Him and all His gospel word and will. And dear covenant parents, this morning, with the baptism, the Lord Himself bless you and help you in your holy calling. And may God help you in being such a gracious, godly example in this way also for your children. Because consider yet our third point about our text, proclaiming the Lord as our perfect refuge. Proverbs 18:10 gives us gospel truth pictured and applied and what? Confirmed. Confirmed, yes, for listen again to the text. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and is safe. What word in the text, what words confirm the salvation and safekeeping both for soul and body in life and death, for now and forever, that's found for us in and with the Lord? Well, what about the text saying the tower is a strong tower? That means it's a tower that provides the necessary protection for us, regardless of the storms and troubles that come our lives. It's a tower never not reliable, but always safe. The Lord is the almighty Savior of sinners like us. And when He saves us, He truly and forever saves and guards and preserves His people. In sum, wrote one in summary, quoting Proverbs 10:18, 10, and 11, the security of the unbelieving person in his own visible wealth and tower of defense is all imaginary, as anyone who has faced a terminal illness knows. While the security of the righteous in his invisible God, as made known in the visible personal work of Jesus Christ, is real and rich and everlasting beyond all dispute. Yes, and to add to this confirmation yet of the sure salvation and safety found for us with the Lord, the ever faithful covenant-keeping God, which the name Lord also means, here yet another way the text affirmatively states, whoever calls upon Him shall be safe. This tower is running to it, says what? When you run to it, you shall be safe. Safe. Literally, you shall be set on high. You shall be exalted above every foe. Congregation, there's just no question or doubt about this, that with the Lord is sure help for us in our every need. Never can this tower of salvation which with the Lord be destroyed or come crashing down. Never can it ever be a place where we are still endangered without a safe refuge. No, safe in the arms of Jesus. A song says, and it's so true, safe in His arms. He's a mighty fortress. So is our God. A bulwark, never failing. As Luther wrote, there is congregation with God in Christ as your and my refuge and tower of salvation. No danger or threat from evil, either from around us or from within us, whether from the past or the present or the future, that this tower of refuge doesn't provide and guarantee absolute safety and security from. You see, Jesus Christ, in His person and work, He took all the assaults of Satan and sin, not His own, upon Himself. And He once for all overcame whatever can hinder and prevent or endanger our complete and eternal salvation, the salvation of His people, even as many as come to Him, and for as often as we run to Him. Are you running to Him? Let me ask again. From the rising of the sun to its going down every day again, let us be running to this Jesus as only Savior and Lord of our lives. Indeed, for what safe passage the Lord will guide us in, not only through this life, but also in and through the valley of the shadow of death, unto life eternal, to be forever enjoyed there with Him, in body and soul, in the new heavens and earth. Oh, the purpose and promise, dear congregation, of both word and sacrament this morning is so to proclaim to us the Lord, as revealed in Jesus Christ, our perfect and reliable refuge in all of life. And how beautiful, I find it so beautiful and tender and telling, that with infant baptism, even before our dear little children know anything of all the many dangers in this big bad world and of their own wicked hearts by nature, even before they know anything of it, the Lord here promises and pledges He will be their refuge and their strength, their sure salvation and their strong tower of security for body and soul when running to Him for help. Yes, God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are saying in their baptism that He will be there for us our whole life long. As we call upon Him, we can rely on this Lord and find an open door to the forever safe tower of deliverance found in and with Him. Jesus on the cross of Golgotha, as sin bearer of sinners, think of it. He was left without defense and without cover for Himself. When Satan and his ungodly world unleashed their demonic powers upon Him, and when God poured out His holy wrath upon Him as substitute for sinners, that always, congregation, always there may be salvation and safety found for us running to Him for His mercy and help. You see, this is the precious and all-powerful, most gracious, infinitely sure gospel message of both word and sacrament. And may God bless it, perhaps for the first time for someone here, effectually, or else, again, afresh. May it be of great comfort also to believers. To be a baptized person, baptized in God's triune name, and yet never truly to run to God in Christ, to be your Savior and Lord. You know what that means? That means neglecting and despising the only way of salvation for us, for now and forever. I listened to a sermon by the pastor you just have called, Reverend Ian McLeod, on the third commandment, where he said, one of the worst ways of taking the Lord's name in vain is not running to Him when He calls you. Precious, baptized people. If we live our lives as baptized people, not running to the Lord, we are daily, every minute, taking the Lord's name in vain. Think of that. But He still calls, come. And what an encouragement baptism may be and provide for us all our life long. For we have this oath of promise from the Lord that there's an open door to the tower of salvation with Him. Run to the Lord. You won't find the Lord with His arms folded, standing outside the tower, refusing to let you in. No. With Him you may come. And there's forgiveness and protection and security found with Him. The Lord's arms are outstretched. His nail-pierced hands even come to Him in Jesus' name, and you will find this tower of salvation wide open for you as you come to Him in all your need. Oh, that everyone here will be running for escape from all sin and guilt and bondage and punishment and from the devil and this world and our sinful selves into the arms of Jesus, that only safe hiding place for us and our children and children's children for now and forevermore. So then, coming back to the towers we build with our children when young, we would even say to you as parents, you know, take time to build those toy towers with your little ones, showing love and care to each and all of them. And if you can, yeah, take time to visit some of the grand towers nearby or in other places. That's all fine and good. But let us be sure, above all, always and again, to tell of the strong tower of salvation that God provides in Christ Jesus, and give the example and exhortation, daily so even, of ever running to this God for all our salvation from beginning to end. Oh, how all important this matter is. For thus says the Lord, with both word and sacrament, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is safe. Yes, thus says the Lord. May no one of us be left caught outside the tower of salvation when the great and final judgment day comes. Even so, may God triune bless this morning's word and sacrament for good. For the five infants that were just baptized and the parents and families involved, and for all of us, without exception, in Jesus' name, amen. Let's pray. Lord, thanks for visiting with us and showing us and telling us with word and sacrament that there is a strong tower that we may run to, a strong tower that You alone have built and that You invite us to come into. For safety, for now and forever. Lord, keep us from being foolish. Like we read in Genesis 11, when people wanted to build a name for themselves, and they built the Tower of Babel. and it came to nothing. And we think of our modern day, where so many build their own big towers. But even history's lessons of the last 20 years shows us there's no reliable security apart from God, the Lord, as revealed in Christ. Oh, bless your word. Bless us together as congregation. Receive our thanks for this very special service. Who are we that we should be so privileged that thou shouldst reach out to us and our children in this way? We are no better than millions and billions who don't have this. It's only thy grace and thy mercy. May it melt us, and may we not take the name of the Lord in vain. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.